From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On today's program, Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, continues his 14th message in the series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. The text for this message is verse 30. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after they were compassed about 7 days. Having brought Israel safely through the Jordan, God now set before them the city which was the most heavily fortified in all the ancient world. As if that were not daunting enough, the Lord gave them a command which seemed to make absolutely no sense militarily. They were to march around Jericho each day for 6 days, and 7 times on the 7th day. Then they were to shout, and God said the walls would fall down. And so indeed they did. From this historical narrative, Dr. Cairns is drawing some important spiritual truths for God's people in this day, for we all have our Jerichos to face. Today we'll see that sometimes God leads His people into a great crisis to test their faith and to show His power. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the next portion of a message entitled, Sin's Strongholds Fall Before Faith. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Morning by Morning.
Our text for this morning comes from Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Rich were the blessings of this day if all of us were filled with the Holy Ghost. The consequences of this sacred filling of the soul, it would be impossible to overestimate. Life, comfort, light, purity, power, peace, and many other precious blessings are inseparable from the Spirit's benign presence. As sacred oil, He anoints the head of the believer, sets him apart to the priesthood of saints, and gives him grace to execute his office aright. As the only true purifying water, He cleanses us from the power of sin and sanctifies us unto holiness, working in us to will and to do of the Lord's good pleasure. As the light, He manifested to us at first our lost estate, and now He reveals the Lord Jesus to us and in us, and guides us in the way of righteousness. Enlightened by His pure celestial ray, we are no more darkness, but light in the Lord. As fire, He both purges us from dross and sets our consecrated nature on a blaze. He is the sacrificial flame by which we are enabled to offer our whole souls as a living sacrifice unto God. As heavenly dew, He removes our barrenness and fertilizes our lives. Oh, that He would drop from above upon us at this early hour! Such morning dew would be a sweet commencement for the day. As the dove, with wings of peaceful love, He broods over His church and over the souls of believers, and as a comforter, He dispels the cares and doubts which mar the peace of His beloved. He descends upon the chosen as upon the Lord in Jordan, and bears witness to their sonship by working in them a filial spirit by which they cry, Abba, Father. As the wind, He brings the breath of life to men. Blowing where He listeth, He performs the quickening operations by which the spiritual creation is animated and sustained. Would to God that we might feel His presence this day and every day.
Storehouse of His mercy, we implore.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Under the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
many ways are Jerichos, make that particular Jericho that Joshua faced, that ancient fortified city, make those walls seem like nothing. Because our Jericho is really the conquest first of our own internal corruptions by the power of grace. And on a wider scale, Jericho for us today is the conquest of this world by Christ and His gospel. We certainly, like Joshua, face the walls of a mighty Jericho. And like Joshua, we can only overcome by faith. In his case, if you read Joshua chapter 6 carefully, you will see that faith walked, faith waited, and faith warred according to the Word of God. And in simple reliance on God's promise, and in total obedience to God's command. That's the way it must be with us. As you look at this text and the story behind it, there's one fact that stands out, and we will underline it today. I trust it will be a comfort and a help and an encouragement to God's people. Sin's strongholds fall before faith. That's very obvious. Sin's strongholds fall before faith. Now, as we look at the fall of Jericho, we're going to emphasize a few very, very simple things that the Lord did in bringing His people into this blessing. First of all, the Lord led His people into a great crisis. As soon as they crossed the Jordan, the first thing He brought them to was the fortified city of Jericho. Now, there were other places that He could have brought them across, and they wouldn't immediately have been faced with this gigantic obstacle. They may have had opposition, but it would have been on a much smaller scale. The Lord, however, deliberately, providentially, brought them immediately against the strongest of all the Canaanite cities. I remember our guides in Israel telling us as we looked at the excavated remains of the city of Jericho that this is the oldest known fortified city in all the world. And that was the one that the Lord brought them immediately to. I want you to notice the nature of the crisis. These people were about to fight their first battle. The whole of Canaan was looking on. They had heard what had happened in Egypt. They had heard what had happened on the other side, Jordan. Now they were watching to see what is going to happen when Israelitish arms are put to the test against this mighty city of Jericho. Can they breach the walls, these double walls of Jericho, that not only were the wonder of the ancient world, but have been the wonder of many an excavator since? Can they breach those strong fortifications? Can they invest the city and overrun it? Big question. Or would it be that this would be the Waterloo of Israel? Could it be that here they could be turned back? I tell you, if Israel had suffered at Jericho what they later suffered at Ai, there probably would have been an immediate amalgamation of all the other kings, and they would have rushed upon them as wild beasts to the prey. There certainly was a lot at stake. In fact, everything depended on their success here. And the Lord led them to that crisis. You'll find that as soon as you set out to do the will of God, you run into deeply entrenched opposition. You take the area of personal holiness and then the area of public service, where really we have to meet our Jerichos. When you set out as a Christian to serve God in your own personal life, what's the first thing you run into? The first thing you run into is the mighty walled city of your own inward corrupted heart. And the devil immediately puts up a battle when people get saved. As soon as they get saved, man, the devil puts up a battle in their heart. Or as soon as they come to some critical point in their life where the Lord has begun to lead them and they're about to set out on a great field of service for God, what will the devil do? He will immediately amalgamate his forces and he will bring you face to face with a powerful opposition. That's why it's very, very important for a young Christian to start well. It's a very foolish mistake for Christian counselors to pull down the standards of the gospel in order to clock up so-called decisions. It's not a very nice experience for anybody to deal with people in an inquiry room and turn them away and say, "You do what you like, but I'm not having any part or lot in your professed decision for Christ." I've had to do that. I have talked with preachers who have raised their eyebrows and wondered that I would be so carnal. I can think of two special occasions when young people, one weeping more convulsively than I have ever seen anybody weep under conviction of sin, having heard the gospel, and the other certainly greatly moved. But I think of those occasions when they were wanting to do a bargain with God and to say, "Lord, I'll accept Christ as my Savior just as long as it does not involve giving up this particular sin." Now, there are many preachers today who would simply tell them, "Make your decision and leave it till later to find out if Christ is going to be Lord of your life." And those preachers would simply send them to hell with a false profession. I looked at those young people and I told them, "There is no way, no way that you or anybody else can come and change the standards of the gospel. You cannot come and say, 'I want God's salvation, but I don't want God's Son as my Lord and my Savior.' Can't be done. And it's not going to be done. If you want to pray hypocritical prayers, you pray away, but this preacher will have nothing to do with it." It's very important when people come to Christ, if they start out well, I wouldn't obviously say that there's no way back for somebody who doesn't start out well. That would be a total travesty of the truth. But it certainly is true that where the devil can hinder you from starting well, he makes life very difficult in the days that are to come. And there usually has to be such a traumatic experience later as that it's almost a new start anyway. Jericho must be confronted, and Jericho must be defeated. You look at the area of Christian service. Turn to the New Testament scriptures when the Lord Jesus Christ ascended into heaven and he left his church on earth behind to do his work. What happened? God gave them immediate success, immediate power. He gave them tremendous exhibitions of his favor. In fact, so much so that it appears that in the very early days, didn't last for long, mind you, but in the very early days, the devil was so taken by surprise that he couldn't marshal his forces at all. You look at every great movement that God has ever blessed, and there has been, in almost every case, that initial surge of power. You take the great Protestant Reformation. Out of nowhere, God gave them victories that had been undreamed of in former generations. You take the great Evangelical Awakening, when Whitfield led Wesley out into the open air. My, this was something unheard of. So unheard of, indeed, that the staid Episcopalian that Wesley was rebelled against it and said, "No, no, I can't do this. It's not the place to preach. It's not the thing to do." But my, when the young Whitfield got him out there and he started to feel the power of God and the mighty movings of the Spirit of God, he took to it for the rest of his life. And God shook England by the power of that preaching. And now the opposition mounted, and the powers of the devil got together. But you see, the walls of Jericho had been flattened, and there was no defeat for the Methodist revival after that. It's always true. The Lord leads you to great crisis. It's wrong for us to think that the great crises of life are imposed upon us by the devil. So often we automatically say that. I was reading the words of the late surgeon, well, not late because he's not dead, but the ex-surgeon general regarding Dr. Schaefer when he was dying of cancer. That Dr. Koop said something about the Lord and His sovereignty, bringing this into Schaefer's life in order that he might be able to witness, as he was witnessing, in a marvelous way, really, across the world through his illness. And Schaefer nearly came down the telephone to him to say, "This is not what the Lord has done, this is what the devil has done." And it seems strange that the medical man had to give the theologian a little less than theology and tell him at the end of the day, "We are not in the hands of a sovereign devil, we are in the hands of a sovereign God." How true it is. We are in the hands of a sovereign God. And the crises of life are brought for us to confront by faith in Jesus Christ. And it is the Lord who leads His people this way. I am certainly aware that in our sin and in our folly, we can put ourselves in critical situations outside of the directives of God's sovereign will. And I'm certainly aware that in His wisdom He will permit it. But I am also aware that as we journey with God and as we follow His Son and seek to serve our Savior, He will deliberately bring us face to face with the walled cities of great crises that by faith we may overcome.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.